When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And by the way, today would be a really good day to share the show. The best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Okay, I just looked over my shoulder. Well, Seattle's here. Don't know about the Olympics. And it's cloudy, but at least it's not pouring rain or snowing. So I guess that's a good thing. And of course, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Well, I don't know if he's never bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at this time of the morning, but he's here, and he's doing a great job, as always. Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how
May
are
I
you
say
today?
Happy New Year?
Well, Happy New Year
first
to you.
First show of the new year?
It is the first show.
Yeah,
because last time it was our New Year's Eve's show.
It was the last show of the year.
It's the last show of the year. Now it's the first show of the year.
Quite a transition we make.
It is. It is. And this is going to be a really cool, great year.
I think so.
I think so, too.
Last year was a pretty good year.
Last year
But we can build
year.
On that.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year was a good year. And this year, did I tell you, I can't remember if I told you last week or not, did I tell you I looked at the calendar and counted years on the state for Animal World?
No.
Well, I did.
And?
Yikes. Yikes. Do you know the first Sunday of April, I will have been doing Animal World on this station for 10 years.
Wow. So it's the first Sunday. First Sunday in April.
First Sunday in April. 10-year anniversary.
We'll have to do something special.
Well, I think we should bug Mr. and Mrs. KKNW, don't you think?
We'll have to give that some thought, plan our strategy,
yeah,
and then go for it. Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. So anyway.
That's pretty cool.
Good year.
10 years.
Yeah. That means I'm now, because I wasn't quite at KVI and Como for 10 years. So now KKNW is in the number one position. Pretty cool.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I was sort of impressed. I was actually more shocked than
impressed. So 10 years, 52 shows a year.
Yeah.
520 shows, give or take.
Well, give or take.
But 500
you know,
for sure.
There's been an occasional preemption.
Yeah,
maybe
but 500
like every
for
three
sure.
Years. Yeah. 500 for sure.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a lot.
At 3 hours a show. That's 1,500 hours. Yikes. This just keeps getting better and better. This is big.
You'd
this
think
is huge.
I'd be tired of talking by now, but you know, as it happened.
I've never known you to ever run out of things to say.
Well, that's true.
Which makes it so nice to
call
do this show.
We the fastest 3 hours in radio for
Indeed.
Nothing. Because I mean, we turn around and the first hour is gone. We haven't even done anything yet.
Well, usually the first half hour we haven't.
It's like, what? How did that happen? What did we do?
It's a good thing we have 3 hours.
It's a good thing we do. Yes. I don't know how our guest, well, and we'll get to that. We have a surprise today. Anyway, to set the table before we get started, call screener Aji is recovering from that flu virus that's going around. So she is not here today. So please send your well wishes and prayers and healing energy Aji's way. I'm sure she's listening. So hi, Aj. Hope you're doing better. And in the head call screening seat for this Sunday, of course, Kathy. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
How are you doing in your mood-lighted studio in there all by yourself?
Oh, just wonderful. Just wonderful. We just need Aji here, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm sure you can
she
handle
sets
it,
the but... mood.
Well, yeah, happy New Year. Yeah, so anyway, glad you're here. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
And then I thought it was just going to be us, and which, you know, it's always more fun when we have somebody in the studio. And at the last minute, I couldn't tell you about it because this was totally last minute, out of the blue. And because of the subject matter that we're going to get into to start off the show, I was like, you know, St. Francis in the shower again yesterday. You know, I mean, that happens from time to time. And said, hey, you know, because of what you're going to talk about, why don't you call this person? See if she's going to be around. And I said, oh, you know, come on. It's Saturday afternoon. But I said, okay, you know, I've learned not to argue. And sure enough, guess who the dog dragged in? Sorry, I couldn't help it. From the dog show, Julie Forbes is here. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Martha.
Recognize that? I just love this
song. I do. Every Wednesday, 2 p.m.
It's an interesting example of conditioning because now when I hear the song like in the car, the intro comes on and I'm like, oh, am I about to, wait, what am I talking about today? And it's like, oh no, just listen to the,
you know,
listen to the song.
I love that. I love that song because, you know, it makes you think of riding around the car with your dog friend.
Exactly.
I used to have a little heart twinge because I haven't had a dog friend for a while, but now that I'm the proud mama of a golden retriever puppy.
How old?
16 weeks.
Oh, lucky you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Never a dull moment.
No, this would be true. And I have to say, though, I mean, my Robbie, and officially he's Nighthawks Out of the Blue, Christopher Robin, and I call him Robbie. And
cute.
Yeah. Well, that was, it's just, it's one of those really, you know, it's cue the woo-woo music. I'm getting ready to put together the first of about five books that I've needed to write for a very long time. And the first one is the dog book. And so Master kind of chimed in and said, well, you know, don't you think it might be a good idea to like have a dog and like raise one like right now to make sure that everything still
right.
works?
Yeah.
You know, before you put the book out?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. And now that you mention it, and then boom, Robbie was here. And I have to say, I'm very blessed because of all the years and all the dogs, he is without question the best dog and temperament I've ever
had. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. We have a almost 11-month-old yellow lab who we've had since he was just a baby. And it is, you know, it's been probably 5 years since I've raised a puppy, and it is like, okay, practice what you preach.
Well, you know, it's been a major awakening for me. Number one, it's been way longer than that. It's been like 12 years since I raised a puppy, and the last puppy I raised was a rescue, was Annie Golden Rescue.
Yeah.
That I took her because she'd be dead if I didn't take her, and majorly screwed up, which is why I decided that I was not rescuing, that I paid my dues, and I don't know how many more puppies I'm going to raise, and I wanted a really good one. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, a stable, no baggage, and boy, did I get a fabulous dog. But anyway, it's been a long time since I've raised a puppy, and I've realized now that this is the first time ever in my entire life, because when... The first dogs came into my life was grade school. You know, my mom did all the work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the first time that I have ever raised a dog without other dogs to help program the young dog.
Yeah.
That makes a huge difference.
Yes.
And of course, you know, the vast majority of people that are raising puppies don't have other dogs to help program the dog.
I wonder if, you know, I've had my very first dog as an adult was the dog, and I got him at about 4 months, so he wasn't a little baby. And then every dog I've had since then, I've always had a dog already established that helped me raise.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, now we have sort of a pack of dogs, and I wonder about the benefits of, you know, there's certainly benefits to having an established pack to help raise the dog and just kind of do some of the work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I also, though, wonder... if there is value, if it's just you and the dog, that the dog is more focused on the human as opposed to
bonding. Yeah, you really, when you're raising a puppy in a pack or with another dog, you have to know what you're doing. Because the tendency and the likelihood is for that puppy to bond stronger with the other dogs with you.
Yeah.
So I think you have to work a little harder. Now, yeah. I never saw a long-term negative effect of that because it's what I do. I know what I'm doing. But it can be a problem. I've certainly have done a lot of counseling and stuff with people that have had that problem.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I think the work involved when raising just a puppy without any other canine help far outweighs on the other side of the scale. And especially when you have a pack or a herd of cats raising, you know, Abyssinians raising your puppy.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's kind of like, they're on the tables. They're on the counters.
Right.
They get to do. They're on your shoulder. They're in your lap.
Right. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. It's like, you're, you know, cats rule, dogs drool. Get over it. Mm-hmm. You're going to get to do a lot of special stuff. Thank goodness I know how to communicate. But, you know, at that age, it's the attention span of a grapefruit.
Right.
And it's in one ear and out the other for a while.
Yeah.
So, but it's been an incredible learning experience. The really good news is, for me, is that I realize there is a reason why I have preached what I have for so many years about raising dogs and puppies. And bottom line is because it works.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is that I may not have emphasized enough. It's a lot of work, you know, and I like I've always said to my clients, you know, you have 18 years with a human kid to raise them before you spring them on the world. You got about 18 months or so, you know, with a dog. So it's a much faster process.
Yeah.
They go through the stages much faster. So it's a lot of work. I was totally exhausted for the first month.
Yeah.
I didn't know which end was up. And now at 4 months, you know, it was a few weeks ago where I said, you know, he's finally starting to become a dog.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone was saying, oh, he's so cute. Don't you want him to be a puppy forever?
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Yeah.
No, I want him to be a dog.
Yeah.
You know, and now that he's got dog tendencies in that, you know, he can focus and he's learning and teaching all that kind of stuff. But anyway, now see, that's how it happens. See, that's how it's happened. We're 13, 14 minutes into the show.
I blame Robbie.
See, this was not supposed to happen. But see, that's why Julie does radio, too. See, she can talk just as good as I can. And so here we are. Just, see, that was. Anyway, so I might as well, while I'm still telling you what's going on, I am going to do all the Robbie updates that I've promised that I haven't been able to get to in the last ever how long. And I am going to tell you about the health scare that we had, what it turned out to be, all the stuff I learned about the serious immune system disorder that the vets were worried about, that it wasn't, but what all that's about and all that sort of stuff and the training, too, and everything that I'm doing. I'm going to share all of that with you, but that probably won't be till the third hour because it's probably going to be about the last thing that we do today. And I do have follow-up and news. I've got mostly all good news. That I'm putting off, too, and that will probably be towards the end of the next hour. We are scheduled to run my fall into winter tip at, 10 o'clock today. But, you know, in keeping with tradition, you know, especially with Julie here, we'll probably dump that. And and current events will happen as usual, about 10:50, 10:55. And then before I forget, I want to tell you that our generous sponsors, Designing Health, makers of Missing Link, are continuing their giveaway to you guys. So we will be giving another full bag of Missing Link to the winning caller today. So the way that you win is you listen for me to do the live Missing Link commercial. And at the end of that commercial, I will give you the Missing Link word or words of the day. And then once you hear that, all you have to do is pick up your telephone and call Kathy, tell her the words of the day, And you can choose what version of Missing Link you would like. And it's not a coupon that you get and you have to redeem. It's not a sample. It's a full bag of whatever you choose. And you can choose the ultimate feline formula. You can choose two formulas for dogs, skin and coat or hip and joint. You can choose the bird formula, or you can choose the wellness blend, which is for sensitive dogs and cats. It's vegetarian, so you can feed it to both your dogs and cats and to other, you know, little critters and stuff as well. So I'm going to give you phone numbers now. You need to write them down now. Hopefully you've learned to trust me, the major hints that I give you. And then also realize that most everybody on Sunday mornings is in bed. And not Johnny on the spot to the phone. So if you really want to win Missing Link, all you got to do is pay attention and call right away. You will get through, and you probably will win. So local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free, 888-298-KKNW. Remember the one, 888-298-5569. And, of course, you can email us during the show if you've got a question or comment. And you may want to chime in when you hear what Julie and I are going to get into here. Email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, last thing. Remember that Mr. and Mrs. KKNW do pay attention. So the two stipulations are, if you have won a contest on this station, anytime within the last 30 days, you're not eligible to win. And they do check. And you have to be 18 years old. So if you're younger than 18, grab your folks and have them call. So you got the numbers. You got the rules. Did we cover the bases?
We did.
Cool.
There's also fake ID for those 17-year-olds who want to stretch to 18.
Yeah, and Kathy checks. So, you know.
She does. She's very thorough. We think she's just messing around, but actually she's
she really knows.
Working pretty hard over there.
Well, she asks for birth dates on people, and some people actually tell her. Oh, that's so funny. I don't think I would. You know, it's not these days. It's not good to give out personal information. So anyway, pay attention. Listen for the word of the day. Call in when missing link. Okay, let's see. Do I have to do? Oh, yep. I think I've covered the bases, except we will take care of our advertisers and sponsors here before we get on the proverbial soapbox. And boy, do we have a can of worms to reopen and add to. It's overfloating now. But before we get into that, and we always have a tradition in starting the show, at his request, in honor of the one who guides my work with the animals, and because it's Sunday, we start with the peace prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. So here we go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. We are ready to go. So, all that being done, let us take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. And remember, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention. That's especially important this time. Support them, thank them, and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created the Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in the missing link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for cats. There's two for dogs, skin and coat, hip and joint. There's a formula for birds and a formula for horses, and there's a more potent version you can get from your veterinarian. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or bug your vet, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the Missing Link words of the day, go Seahawks!
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Interest rates are low and you're considering refinancing. But where do you go? You want an experienced lender and a reputable company. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, investment, and reverse mortgages. You want a mortgage lender who works with 65 different investors and someone who shares your values, someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL 803075.
Are you eco-conscious? What about being humane-conscious, too? Choosing to live humanely includes buying cruelty-free products, learning where our food comes from, and how animals are treated. On Living Humane, we explore how our choices for humane living are ever-expanding. Join us next week when we'll speak with David Lee, president and co-founder of the Field Roast Grain Meat Company right here in Seattle, and Amanda Strombaum of the Vegetarians of Washington, right here on Living Humane on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
On the AM band at 1150 and on the FM HD band at 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. You're listening to Animal World, and for that, I say thanks. Hope you spend your Sunday morning with us every week. We're here at 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Special guest in the studio. It was a last-minute dog dragged her in. Well, actually, I dragged her in. Julie Forbes is here, host of The Dog Show. And before we get into our subject at hand and why we drug you in today, and we actually didn't have to drag her. She actually is very nice, except that she said she'd only stay till 10:30. So you think we might have a football fan in the house? I think so.
I got my Seahawks shirt on right now, so.
Yeah, well, but that game doesn't start till 1:30, so no problem. You could stay. There's some other game she wants to see. Anyway, that's not what I'm... What was I going to talk about? What was I going to say? Oh, I just... before we got started, I just want, in case there's anybody out there who isn't aware, you do host your own radio show here on Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m., and it's called The Dog Show.
Yeah, The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and it's on Wednesdays live at 2, from 2 to 3 p.m., And then just in October of last year, we also added a Sunday show shortly after your show.
Yeah, which we talk about every week because we had this great lineup of animal or friendly programming on Sundays, because mm-hmm. we started with Animal World from 9 to noon. Then our gifted mystic who joined us often, Robin Alexis, from an encore show of Mystic Radio from noon to 1, and then an encore presentation of uh-huh. Dog Show
yep.
from 1 to 2,
yep.
which is really great because a lot of people can't listen
right.
from 2 to 3, but they yeah. can listen on Sundays.
They
but
can
of course, your show,
Sundays.
Like mine, are archived
yes.
online.
Yep, thank you. They are archived on dogradioshow.com and also a free podcast on iTunes.
Yep, so you can always listen. And it's a great show to listen to. Well, then we also had Living Humane, which we had Christy Legale, host of Living Humane, was hanging with us last week in the studio. That's why it was going to be really lonely, because we've had some. It's always more fun when we got, full house in here.
Yeah.
At any rate, Christy was here last Sunday, just in time to announce, though, that she moved her program Living Humane to Saturday. And you're here on Saturdays, Mike, aren't you? Were you here with Christy yesterday?
Yes, I was.
And what time does Living Humane air now on Saturdays?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Same time.
Right.
Okay.
This is a temporary move just to accommodate the University of Washington women's basketball schedule, who their conference play now has moved to Fridays and Sundays. It used to be Thursdays and Saturdays.
Go
so
Dogs.
That's, actually, yeah. they got off to a good start. They won a big game.
Oh, good. Are you a
Friday.
Dog fan?
Yeah.
You better be.
I'm a...
Or could you be a Cougar in a
no,
dog suit?
No.
Oh,
I am,
okay.
I mean, I'm a Huskies
we
fan.
We used to have
sure.
a mixed house here.
Oh, really?
Dogs and Cougars.
Well...
Yeah, Gary and I had quite the contest going on.
Mm.
Yes. Do you know? Yes. Thank you. Hello. Gary, I hope you're listening. This is for you,
honey. He says
honey.
He does.
Then this is for you, honey. Do you know? And he was my production engineer for probably 7.5 years, because I think I started the first Sunday of April, had another board op for till I think August. I think Gary came in August of that year. So like 7.5 years, maybe 8 years, because when it's been a year, a little over a year, and it's going to, never mind. It was a long time he was
You're
here.
Walking into a trap.
It was a long time he was here. Never just CRS. It was a long time that he was here. And in all of those years, he never once would play me the Husky Fight song. He played the you-know-what out of the Cougar song.
He's a devout Cougar fan.
He is. And he kept saying, oh, it's not in the system. Well,
right.
Guess what's not in the system anymore, Gary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a certain fight song has... I can't find it. I just can't find it.
Yeah, exactly. That was the story every week. Well, we're making up for it now. You know how to keep Cougars out of your yard? Anybody?
Put up a goalpost.
Yes.
Yeah. Ba-dum-bum. Where's that yeah. rim shot?
Okay. All right, Gear. Love you. You're still in my prayers every day. I do. We were radio spouses. Mike and I are still. Where did we cross that line last week? I decided I owned you last week.
Well, I think we took a step backwards last November.
Don't tell
during
Julie
our anniversary.
That.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Don't
tell. Going to tell everybody.
He just
only
will
one
not let
only
this go.
One of us just one of us remembered our anniversary.
The 1 year anniversary of huh?
And I'll give you a hint.
I can guess who's the one who remembered it.
Yes. Well, the one who didn't remember it is sitting across the console from me.
Mm-hmm. I'm never going to live that down.
You won't.
Never.
Your only shot at getting back is to remember next year. So there's a lot of pressure.
How
on
earth could I forget now? Except he'll probably start talking about it towards, but Kathy
no, no,
will,
no,
Kathy
no,
will help me remember.
I will set you up.
Yeah? You
yeah.
will not let me forget.
No. I will let you
you'll,
forget.
You'll let me forget. Okay. Well, see, now he'll probably pay me back because I told him it's 10 years, the April, 1st of April.
Duly noted.
And he'll probably forget that now. See, that would be paybacks. That would be that would be payback. That would be fair,
I predict I will not forget.
Yeah, you probably won't. You're like an elephant. Which is probably a good thing though, because you remember to do all this stuff. And see, I go off. See, here we are. It's 9:30. We aren't there yet, Jewel. I just go off on tangent. Oh well. That's why it's so fun to be here on Sunday mornings. So anyway, we covered I did want to talk about that's what we start out. We're talking about the dog show. Oh, that took us to the Huskies and world of anyway. And so glad to know that you're a dog fan, literally, as well as the show. But for anybody that doesn't know, you've been a rebroadcast has been happening at 2 o'clock on Sundays, which has been
1 o'clock
or
1 o'clock
on Sundays, which has been really good. Mm-hmm. But now with the women's basketball that's on Sunday, like Mike says, it's only temporary. Do we know how long that goes on, Mike?
Through the end of February.
Through the end of February. Yep. Do you know what's happened to your rebroadcast show or it's when it's going to air?
On some weeks where it does conflict, then it's being aired on Saturdays.
Okay.
At 3 p.m.
But you can...
Saturdays at 3 p.m.
So it would be
right
after
Living Humane.
Yeah. Well, okay. At least we're keeping us together.
And it's so easy to listen online as well if you can't catch it on KKNW, dogradioshow.com, and also on iTunes.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. All right, and for anybody that doesn't know, what the heck do you do on the dog show?
Well, we talk about dogs. Anything dog-related. My expertise, like you, Martha, is in training and behavior, and I do private lessons for that all around Seattle and the East Side. And but I don't really talk too much about that. There's so many people doing so many interesting and amazing things. Authors, directors of various organizations, film directors, nonprofits, rescue groups, nutrition related. I had you on talking about Plechner's work at least a couple of years ago now, but I have rerun that show.
Yeah, because you're starting to build up a longevity here at this
station. We just had our 200th episode.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Yeah.
But Julie and I knew each other prior to Julie coming on. We met in the training world, and we actually have worked on cases together and that sort of thing. So at any rate, the reason that Julie is here, because I don't know if you listen to the dog show or, well, you don't have to listen to the dog show. You could be listening to Animal World and you'd hear the dog show promo in your promo. And that's you say something about, don't even get me started on the pet food industry.
Yes. Because, don't do it. Don't do it today either.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we're going to. That's
yeah,
okay.
We're
that's
going
why I'm
to.
Here.
And at any rate, so that's one of, because one of Julie's specialty areas is diet and nutrition for dogs.
Yes.
And you do a lot of really great programming in that area, which I really appreciate because... where I've had over the years many times Ann Martin and Food Pets Die For, you have Susan Thixton, The Truth About Pet Foods on. Mm-hmm. Interesting enough, both of those gals who do, speak so loudly about processed food, they're both home-cooked food fans. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think you and I tend to do raw. Not that there's a right or a wrong there, but... just an interesting little fact. But anyway, since Julie says, don't even get me started, there has been some very recent developments in the follow-up category, because those of you that are here on a regular basis, you know you heard me talking a lot about the American Veterinary Medical Association, the AVMA, and their... relatively recent resolution recommending against feeding raw food diets to our dog and cat friends.
Shocking.
Now, you've also heard me say, and I will say it without qualms, that in my opinion and in the opinion of many, and it is just kind of common knowledge, the AVMA... the American Veterinary Medical Association, that kind of whole world has pretty much over the years become bought and paid for by the big conglomerate corporate pet food industry. Would you not agree, Julie?
Yeah, and absolutely. And you can see this play out. I'm sure you've had this experience as well, Martha, when you're working with your clients and you recommend that they feed their dog a raw or cooked food diet. Get them off of the processed kibble, especially the lower quality grocery store brands. And then they go to their vet and tell their vet about it. And, you know, of course, not all vets. There's a lot of really wonderful vets out there. But it does happen often that they go and tell their vet. I've had this happen to me. Mm-hmm. And then they come back to me, even with paperwork that they've been given by the vet, cautioning about the dangers of feeding raw food put out by these large brand companies. And the word, the buzzword is salmonella. salmonella, salmonella, salmonella. And, you know, and it recently, and it continues to happen, it's just mind-boggling that this is happening at the same time as these dry food companies continue to be recalled due to salmonella contamination.
Well, yeah. Okay, so here, we'll get me started.
Yeah.
But just really, really, I mean, this would be roll on the floor laughing hysterical if it wasn't such a serious thing.
Yeah.
Because the AVMA is bought and paid for by the large corporate conglomerate pet food industry, and by the way, remember that, well, my first shock when it came to learning about pet foods and all of that sort of thing, I mean, years and years ago, I always assumed that processed pet food was created to provide a better diet for our animals. But that's not where the concept came from. The concept came from the cereal industry that was processing grains for human cereals and stuff, and they had all this crappy stuff left on the floor, the hulls and whatever was left over from the grains, and they said, geez, we should be able to make some money off of this stuff. It's really a shame to throw it all away.
Right.
And it was like, okay, let's make dog and cat food.
Yep.
So it was really, really bad to start with, and it was never created to feed our animals better. And in fact, there is great substantiation, was written about extensively in Dr. Ian Billinghurst's first book, Give Your Dog a Bone, mm-hmm. who's an Australian veterinarian who recommends raw food feeding. And he told the story of when he was a young veterinarian in vet school in Australia, he couldn't figure out why the Australian veterinary medical textbooks were really, really skinny. And yet the textbooks for the United States vet schools were huge because mm-hmm. all this chronic disease and illness. Mm-hmm. And what he realized over the years is that the processed pet foods didn't make it to Australia when they were created here on this continent. And it wasn't until the late 60s that they were introduced in Australia. Prior to that, Australian people pretty much fed their dogs table scraps and leftover people food, what they didn't eat.
What dogs have evolved eating over thousands of years.
Yeah. Yeah. And they didn't have much chronic disease and illness. Mm-hmm. And so he noted that, of course, once the processed pet food made it to Australia and they started feeding processed pet food, lo and behold, their dogs mm-hmm. started developing all the chronic disease and illness that vets learned about in the States. So mm-hmm. that was kind of the beginning wake-up call to the rest of us about raw foods and now what we call species-specific diets. Well, as you might imagine, that's because it has blossomed into a huge industry now.
Yeah.
And you know those of us in the know, and I would say every single holistic veterinarian, every single traditional veterinarian that I know that has researched and learned about diet and nutrition for our animal friends, because they don't get much education in vet school about diet and nutrition. And what is provided by the big corporate pet food companies. Mm-hmm. But when vets educate themselves or holistic vets, they all recommend raw or cooked, home cooked food for our animal friends and breed specific diets. So then what we were referring to is the AVMA came out with this resolution, no doubt prodded by the pet food industry. We need to do something to stop the raise in consciousness, if you will, and animal owners starting to feed more raw and home-cooked food for their animal friends.
Yeah.
So the AVMA, when it came out, wanted to come out with a resolution to recommend against it. Now, what just like I said, would be laughable if it wasn't serious. They couldn't come up with any legitimate information or documentation to say that feeding a raw food diet is bad for dogs and cats, that raw food diet causes a problem. They couldn't say that. The only reason they could come up with to recommend against feeding raw food was because the humans that are handling the raw food might get sick from salmonella. Well, come on, give me a break. Have you seen anybody, Julie, say that we shouldn't cook raw chicken for ourselves or raw meat? I mean, humans handle raw meat all the time for themselves. And when the testing is done in the places that the plants that make raw food for animals, it actually tests cleaner than the raw food made for humans.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like just silly.
Well, and somebody has a higher chance probably of getting salmonella from handling kibble.
Well, and then that's the whole thing is that when they said, okay, the reason we recommend not feeding raw food is because the raw food could contaminate and make humans sick. There has never been ever a documented case of raw pet food making a human sick. On the other hand, there are many documented cases of processed kibble making humans sick.
It's like, which reality are you in? Because I'm in the reality of the list of processed pet food. You know, the list, if you go to the FDA website, you can see that's this and this. On this date, this brand was recalled salmonella. And on this date, this brand salmonella. And it's all dry foods. And then, like you just said, they come out with this, oh, well, we're, you know, the risk to people in handling raw food. And it's just like,
is this
are
a
you
joke?
Listening to
is
your,
this like, a joke?
I know. It's just makes your, makes.
Yeah, and Mike can attest, we were actually, I was just befuddled because it was like every single week, all through the fall, into the winter, every single week, I was doing it at least one pet food of some sort recall alert
yeah.
on the show. Now, there haven't been any for, you know, a couple weeks, I think. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks we haven't had any. But there were multiple recalls every week.
And here's one of the things, too, why it is, I mean, there is a part of me that's just, like, flabbergasted. And it is almost humorous. But as you know, pets are dying as a result. I mean, the jerky treats that are still on the shelves and, you know, the pet food recalls that have happened, the melamine, the, you know, from 07. This is actually killing pets. The food that we're feeding is actually killing the animals that are being fed it. That's what's at stake. And that's why we continue to have these conversations on air and to take the opportunity to just keep people educated, because the way that the labeling is set up, there's no regulation to the industry. So how are people supposed to know?
Oh, and it's, yeah. And even, I reported on, because even the FDA went over to China, you know, to check out the facilities where some of these jerky treats were made, and they were not allowed to take samples and bring them back for testing in U.S. labs.
Yeah.
They could only test in Chinese labs, and so they sort of said, like, well, what's the point?
There needs to no longer be a demand.
And the interesting correlation, because there was, along these same lines, there was like one or two complaints about a milk product or something for human babies, and bam, it was pulled instantly.
Yeah.
And so, but there have been like at least 2,000 if not 3,000 animal deaths that have been directly correlated by veterinarians to the chicken jerky treats. They can't pinpoint it. They haven't figured out what the heck it is. But if it were humans, it would have been dealt with a long time ago.
Yeah. Where's the AVMA's resolution about that?
Yeah, well, gee, I wonder. I don't know.
But let's go after homeopathy, because that's killing thousands of animals.
Oh, yeah. Just here we go. All right. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Before we do that, though, I want to, first of all, congratulate Chuck from Monroe for winning the missing link. But I think probably Kathy got to chatting with Chuck and forgot to write down what kind of missing link he wants. What's the deal, Kathy? You want to know what kind of pet he has?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, we would like to get.
So you don't
do
know.
Do you remember what?
Well, I think he has a dog.
Okay.
But because he brought me, you know, for my Abyssinians and my Taj Mahal cat run, he brought me his greatest cat toy for my cats. So I think he doesn't have a cat, but I'm pretty sure it's
yes.
a dog.
Yes,
but there's
he
two
wins
choices
the dog.
With the dog,
right.
skin and coat
the
or
skin and coat.
Hip and joint.
That's the one.
That's the one he wants?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. So,
thank you.
But Chuck, it wouldn't be a problem for you to call Kathy back and clarify this if you're so inclined. So anyway, congratulations, Chuck. And let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then when we continue, Julie and I are going to get into the fact that AVMA, after raw food and cooked food diets, especially raw food with a resolution, they got a lot of flack about that. But, you know, they have gotten a lot of flack, but the pet food companies aren't going away. And I don't want to use the C word, but this seems like a time that it would be really appropriate. Conspiracy. I think there's underground stuff going on, because wait till you hear the next two things that have happened. And you heard Julie mention, could they possibly be going after homeopathy and alternative therapies now?
Evil, evil homeopathy done so much harm.
Okay, stay with us. And because your input is needed here, that's why we're talking about this. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Negativity and fear, two staples of talk radio. Well, we figured we'd try something different. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for listening to Animal World, spending your Sunday morning with us here, and I hope you do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Julie Forbes from The Dog Show is here. We are just getting up on the soapbox about the AVMA, American Veterinary Medical Association, their resolution to recommend against feeding raw food, and now the next things that are happening. And this seems to be a rolling snowball, and your input is necessary, so we'll get back to that. But Julie just mentioned something during the break that I don't think I've had a chance to mention to you, and that is some animal programming, because we talk a lot about animal programming on Nat Geo Wild and Animal Planet, but you know my favorite shows are off season right now, which would be Dog Whisperer and It's Me or the Dog, and of course we talk a lot about Dr. Pohl, the incredible vet who sometimes gives me the willies, but anyway, there is another show, it's relatively new, but there's a whole bunch in the series. I think, Julie, you saw them on another channel, but I know that they air regularly on Nat Geo Wild, and it's Unusual Animal Friendships.
Yeah, it's oddball friendships or odd couple, animal odd couples, I think is what it's called, and it's interspecies friendships that have developed between animals, non-human animals.
No, I wonder, because that's not the name that the one they're using on Nat Geo Wild. So I wonder if maybe there's two.
It's a part of.
Or if they're changing it on a different channel, changing the name.
It's a part of Nature, which I believe does shows on many different topics.
Yeah, so maybe they
and
just
this was on PBS.
Okay, so you said on PBS.
Yeah.
But Nat Geo Wild did a whole weekend not too long ago. It happened to be a weekend. I wasn't on the air. I was Kevin or whatever, but they did shows back to back to back, and they're like hour-long shows. Was it an hour show that you saw? Do you remember?
I want to say that it was.
Yeah, that's the one Mike has seen. But incredible show. If you get a chance to see those shows on PBS or Nat Geo Wild, they are phenomenal. They have all of the good ones and all of them that have been published over the years. And like even the elephant and the tortoise after the tsunami and just some really, really great ones. But it did really, they are phenomenal. Great shows.
Yeah.
Great shows. So thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking AVMA today and the hole they are digging. And it's kind of, you know, pile in on them. I'm sorry. How stupid do they think we are? It's kind of like I could make a correlation to what's been recently and continues to go on in Washington, D.C. You know, it's like, okay, recommend against raw food feeding because you're bought and paid for by the big corporate conglomerate pet food companies. You catch you know what for that. And but let's keep going. So the second step, and this is recent, I got to wonder who's paying these people. These releases that I'm reading from and quoting from are coming from the Healthy Pets Network, Dr. Karen Becker. And a great resource if you aren't signed up to be on her email list and get her newsletter. She's a great holistic veterinarian that sends out newsletters all the time about really cool, and you learn just lots of really, really cool stuff about veterinary medicine and the latest and what's going on. She sent out a release here on January 2nd, the title being Veterinary Nutritionists Promote Pet Food Containing Corn, Wheat, and Soy. And just think about that. Veterinary nutritionists. These are, in some cases, board certified veterinary nutritionists. What Dr. Becker starts here by saying, in the past few months, I've written about what seems to be a concerted effort by some board-certified veterinary nutritionists to talk up the so-called benefits of grain-based dog and cat diets and the pet food companies that sell those products. And while I'm certainly curious to know who or what is behind this movement, my real concern is for the animals that get stuck eating processed biologically inappropriate diets because their owners actually believe they are offering their pets healthy food. In an article titled Veterinary Nutritionist Speaks Out in Favor of Gluten and Grains in Dog Food, I argued against the notions put forth by nutritionists interviewed for a veterinary news magazine article that, one, ingredients in pet food aren't important, 2, that dogs require grain-based fiber to be healthy, and 3, that dogs are omnivores. They are scavenging carnivores. I also pointed out that many veterinary nutritionists have financial ties to some of the largest pet food manufacturers in the world.
Yeah. It says the nutrition on the website, Healthy Pets, the nutritionists make the point that there's very little study data available on the negative effects of food grains on dogs and cats. But what they fail to mention is that pet food studies are funded almost exclusively by pet food companies, the same companies that sell grain-based formulas. And it's, you know, I mean, you could look at all of this from, if you, we sort of pan out and look at the big picture of what's going on, the people are getting more informed. There's more of a voice to, wait a minute, this isn't what's best for my pet. And you know, so food related, and then also as far as alternative veterinary practices, people are searching that out. And the big name companies are feeling threatened. And
exactly.
I think that's why there's been this surge of anti-alternative and really, you know, healthy foods, anti-raw food, all this stuff is coming up now because they're threatened.
Yep. And see, that's what makes sense to me is the AVMA comes out with a resolution against raw food. They catch hell from that by a lot of sources and a lot of animal owners, as well as veterinarians. However, because of that resolution, it then came out after that not to be surprised if you see a lot of veterinarians, including the holistic veterinarians that have always recommended raw food diets, be less likely to recommend and support it. Because once the AVMA, you know, that is the organization that the vast majority of veterinarians are licensed by and belong to, that once there's a resolution like this, the AVMA wants to go after a vet for something, they can use this against them. If they recommend something that they've resolved, you know, resoluted against. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of scary. So the fact that it didn't fly real well, it kind of like, okay, let's pull out the bigger guns. Mm-hmm. And so let's keep hammering. So now, and I don't know that the pet food companies are paying these veterinary nutritionists, but it's already established that the vast majority of them have financial ties with these big pet food companies. Now, how they can be board certified nutritionists and saying that gluten and grain based foods are good. I mean, I don't have a clue on that one. But get this. Another point that Dr. Becker makes is seldom mentioned by the traditional veterinary community and never mentioned by big pet food companies is that pet dogs and cats acquire diseases their counterparts in the wild do not. Clearly, one of the biggest differences between house pets and wild canines and felines is the food they eat.
You know, this conversation is happening in the world of human nutrition as well, where we are taking out the corn, the wheat, the soy, the sugar, the artificial sweeteners, et cetera, et cetera. Watch big shows. Dr. Oz is talking about it. I mean, you know, this is not a undercurrent conversation that's happening. This is big mainstream conversation.
Yeah,
that's
so the changes are happening in the human world as well.
So it's like the, you know.
Let's hang on. Last ditch effort to hang on.
Yeah. And what's happening.
The dark before the light.
What's happening is that they're losing credibility. I mean,
yeah. Here's another point that Dr. Becker makes. There is another disturbing trend I've noticed. Vet nutritionists condemning smaller pet food companies for using, quote, myths and deception in their marketing in order to compete with industry giants. The fact is there are several excellent small pet food companies in the U.S. providing human-grade, balanced, species-appropriate diets for pets, offering pet owners the opportunity to purchase the kind of nutrition canines and felines evolved to eat, and advertising the differences between your products and others on the market is hardly starting myths.
Well, and that's what I was just saying, too, about the human conversation with human food. I mean, this is on mainstream large television shows. I mean, there is a ton, the paleo diet, you know, eating pre-agricultural for us. And the difference is people are being cured of all sorts of diseases as a result of this change of eating.
Now, that's only the beginning, folks, because that going after having the board certified veterinary nutritionists start coming out and talking up grain-based diet, corn, wheat, soy, all that sort of thing. That, in my opinion, that was step two. Now they're into step three, and it's only getting worse. That's where we're going next. Mike, let's dump the tip. I want you to stay right where you are, because we're just going to turn this hour right around and fire it back up, because we, you know, I can only hold on to Julie. The dog can't keep her here. And we've got to get into the latest attempt of the AVMA to mess up the detail. So stay right where you are. Your input is needed on this. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.